This is the book devotion, and I'm Aung Lee. In this episode, I'll be reading an excerpt of Zadie Smith's essay, written in 2007 and published in the Guardian UK newspaper, titled Feel Better, which addresses the question of factors that makes a good writer. In this excerpt, she points out the responsibility of a reader when valuing a work of fiction. Point 10. Notes to readers. A novel is a two-way street. A novel is a two-way street in which the labor required on either side is, in the end, equal. Reading done properly is every bit as tough as writing. I really believe that. As for those people who align reading with the essential passive experience of watching television, the only wish to debase reading and readers. The more accurate analogy is that of the amateur musician placing her sheet music on the stand and preparing to play. She must use her own hard-won skills to play this piece of music. The greater the skill, the greater the gift she gives the composer, and the composer gives her. This is a conception of reading we rarely hear now. And yet, when you practice reading, when you spend time with a book, the old moral of effort and reward is undeniable. Reading is a skill and an art, and readers should take pride in their abilities and have no shame in cultivating them, if for no other reason than the fact that writers need you. To respond to the ideal writer takes an ideal reader, the type of reader who is open enough to allow into their own mind a picture of human consciousness so radically different from their own as to be almost offensive to reason. The ideal reader steps up to the plate of the writer's style, so that together, writer and reader might hit the ball out of the park. What am I saying? A reader must have talent. Quite a lot of talent, actually. Because even the most talented reader will find much of the land of literature tricky terrain. For how many of us feel the world to be as Kafka felt it? Too impossibly foreshortened to ride from one village to the next. Or can imagine a world without nouns, as Borges did. How many are willing to be as emotionally generous as Dickens, or to take religious faith as seriously as did Graham Greene? Who amongst us have Zora Neale Hurston's capacity for joy, or Douglas Copland's strong stomach for the future? Who has the delicacy to tease out Flaubert's faintest nuance, or the patience and the will to follow David Foster Wallace down his intricate recursive spirals of thoughts? The skill that it takes to write it are required to read it. Readers feel writers just as often as writers feel readers. Readers feel when they allow themselves to believe the old mantra that fiction is the thing you relate to, and writers the amenable people you seek out when you want to have your own version of the world confirmed and reinforced. That is certainly one of the many things that fiction can do, but it's the conjurer's trick within a far deeper magic. To become better readers and writers, we have to ask of each other, and is a bit more. Zadie Smith.